It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight is the home opener for the Lake County Captains here at Classic Park as they welcome the Dayton Dragons. So happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari. It's a beautiful Tuesday evening. The sun is shining, and there's a breeze, but you know what? It's you welcome it at this time of the year, especially with the sun pounding as it has all day. And we're here in East Lake in about 20 minutes from first pitch. Opening day festivities are about to be underway, but we'll be with you here on Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network and WJCU. The Captains, they welcome the Dayton Dragons, and it's a matchup in between, obviously, the Captains, affiliate of the Guardians, and the Dayton Dragons, who are affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Right now, Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Guardians are playing the Cincinnati Reds, so don't know if that was intentional on the schedule or not. The other affiliates are not playing each other that way, but Lake County is playing Dayton, and, of course, Cincinnati is playing Cleveland. We'll take a look at each record. Of course, the opening series was this past week. Lake County was on the road against Lansing. They were 2-1 in the first three games, won the doubleheader on Saturday, and then dropped the Sunday matinee. For the Dayton Dragons, they won their home series against Fort Wayne, also come in at 2-1. And these teams' first matchup against each other, they start off where they ended last year. Last season, both teams were tied for first place. And as you know, they did not make the playoffs due to the alignment, so the other division in the then High A Central got both playoff spots, but in the East Division, both the Captains and the Dragons were tied with the best record, and they're tied right now 2-1 for the top record in the Midwest League East standings. Currently, of course, only three games in, but funny to see them tied at the same at the beginning of the season as well as the end of last year. We'll take a quick break here on WJCU. When we come back, we'll continue rolling on here in the Captains pregame show. We'll talk with Gavin Williams. He's the opening day pitcher, and he went four innings, six strikeouts, and no hits. I caught up with him today to talk about that opening day start, and we'll also get you the starting pitchers for tonight's matchup. Who to watch for, lineups, first pitch. It's going to be a great game here at Classic Park, a great series, hopefully a great season. Again, stay with us here. You're listening to Captains Baseball here on WJCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
And welcome back here on the Lake County Captains Baseball pregame show against the Dayton Dragons. It is the home opener of the 2022 season. Here at Classic Park, fans beginning to file in, and it's a beautiful night for baseball. The sun is out. There's a breeze in terms of the temperature right now, and even 60 degrees in East Lake at Classic Park. Well, this past weekend was the first road series for Lake County, and the opening day starter was Gavin Williams, and he did exactly what the hype around him was in terms of the expectations. He went four innings, allowed zero hits, and struck out six batters. He was just flat-out dominant in what was a win, the first of two wins on that day for Lake County on Saturday. Today I got a chance to speak with Gavin Williams about that start and him settling into Lake County quite nicely. Really no transition period for the 6'6 right-hander. So, spoke with Williams, and here is that interview. Here on the Lake County Captains pregame show, John Vicari here with opening day starter Gavin Williams. Gavin, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. In terms of that opening day start, you were lights out, six strikeouts, four innings, no hits, but you're supposed to start the day before. So what was that adjustment process like, having the rain delay and knowing you had to start 23 hours after the fact?
I mean, it didn't really affect me. I knew I was going to have to pitch that weekend at some point. So can't really think about the weather. It's like that's an uncontrollable. So I just try and think about the controllables.
Absolutely. I will ask you a question about the weather. I know East Carolina, so there was sometimes those conditions maybe early on in the year, but was that the coldest game you've ever pitched in?
Not really, I think. I mean, the wind-wise, yeah, that's probably the biggest part, but probably coldest game, absolutely not.
What was?
I'd probably say my sophomore year at college, pitching against Campbell. It's probably had a little drizzle in there, so it was about the same temperature, but with the rain.
Gotcha. Now, that start again, as I mentioned, four innings, six strikeouts. What was working for you?
The fastball was definitely working for me. I knew they were swinging at the fastball, and they weren't catching up to really anything, so I knew I could throw that more than anything else.
Absolutely. Now, you allowed no hits, and you were up to, I believe, 69 pitches. Did you want to stay in that game, or did you know you were coming out after that last inning?
I knew I was coming out, so there's no reason to put me back out there. I had a pitch count, and I had an inning limit, so I can't really do anything about that. Like, I went out there and did my job.
Absolutely. Gavin Williams here on the Lake County Captains pregame show. Gavin, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
And that was Gavin Williams here on WJCU, getting the opening day start on Saturday. He will pitch in this series as well. That's a little later on. It will be expected will Williams start on Thursday evening against the Dayton Dragons, so you'll get him at home. But, of course, that was his first road start, and again, you can't top it. And I did ask him that question at the end. I didn't want to trap him. I just wanted to ask, hey, did you want to go farther? But he knew in terms of what he was expected and that he was at his pitch count at that time. He knew probably was going to be his last inning, and he mentioned it as well. That fastball was working to perfection. Usually I ask a pitcher, and they say, the mix of pitches. He just was like, hey, I just kept throwing my fastball, and they couldn't hit it. And by the way, correction, he will be pitching on Friday evening. It'll be Lenny Torres on Thursday, Aaron Davenport tomorrow. Expected pitchers probable. That, of course, could always change, but Williams is slated for Friday evening, this Friday at 6:35. Today, though, at 6:35, it will be first pitch against for the Captains against the Dragons in the home opener. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, it will be a little more in-depth in this matchup. We'll talk about the starting pitchers for tonight on both sides, as well as who to watch for, and then lineups, first pitch, and Captains baseball. Again, you're listening to Lake County Captains Baseball and your home for it, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Los Picantes de Lake County are back for 2022. Join us on Friday, May 13th for a knit hat giveaway presented by University Hospitals. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates, and you'll be able to stay spicy in the cool spring weather with your own Picantes knit hat. And don't miss the first Friday night fireworks of 2022 presented by Meijer. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Welcome back to WJCU, home of Lake County Captains Baseball. Tonight, the home opener here at Classic Park, 6:35 first pitch. And it will be a good matchup between two 2-1 teams, two teams that have started off on the right foot. The Lake County Captains, high A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and the Dayton Dragons, high A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. The matchup, Ohio versus Ohio. Now we'll get the pitching matchup for tonight. We'll start over on the Dayton side. A big right-hander going for them. 6'7", 240-pound right-hander, Joe Boyle. He went to Notre Dame, a native of Goshen, Kentucky, and the Reds' fifth-round pick in the 2020 draft. This guy could throw heat, all right? 96 is what his fastball pretty much has averaged in 2021, so he could be nearing 100 miles an hour tonight. A hard-throwing right-hander, has a four-pitch mix, and as mentioned, the 2020 fifth-round selection, Joe Boyle, the starter tonight for Dayton. On the other side, Lake County, it will be the fourth in a row, by the way, 2021 draft pick, Tanner Bibee. Hey, you got on Saturday, you got Gavin Williams as well as Doug Nikhazy, 2021 first and second round pick, and then on Sunday, you got Tommy Mace, the 2021 second round pick. Well, now we're going to the fifth round of the 2021 draft, and Tanner Bibee, none to scoff at, even though a little lower in terms of the draft. Bibee spent four seasons at Cal State Fullerton, born in Mission Viejo, California, and he was the ace of their staff. Over 271 innings there, 236 Ks in 40 games that he started. He models his game after Zach Greinke, very good pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he's standing at 6'2", 190, also a right-hander, and 23 years of age. So a pretty interesting pitching matchup that we will get tonight. Looking forward to bringing it to you. Now on the offensive side, and who to watch for on the day. For Lake County, we'll start with Lake County. We'll go with Joe Naranjo. He was the first baseman for Lake County every game this year, and he's back again in the third spot in the order and playing at first base. So for Naranjo, again, consistent starter, and he's batting to start the season 300 with two RBIs and two runs. Had two hits in the last game against Lansing, a double in the third, and then when he was needed, when there was two outs in the ninth, he got on base with a single. On the flip side, to the Dayton Dragons, you go at the top of the order. Why? Because it's Albert Almora Jr. Albert Almora Jr., a veteran of Major League Baseball, the oldest guy in this game, 27 years old. He's getting a rehab assignment. He's started the season with AAA in the Cincinnati Reds system with the Louisville Bats. Tonight, he will be with Dayton, and he's officially, not officially on the roster. He's at the DH and don't know how many at-bats he's going to get, but it's a rehab stint for Albert Almora Jr. So he's the guy to watch for at the top of the lineup for Dayton. All right, so we'll take our last and final break. When we come back, it will be lineup's first pitch of the home opener here on WJCU. Stay with us. This is your home for Lake County Captains Baseball. It is WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday Night Fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains Fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Noel coming home. He scores standing.
Christian Cairo leaves the yard.
A swing and a deep drive right field. No doubt about it.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
And hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the home opener between the Lake County Captains and the Dayton Dragons here at Classic Park, East Lake, Ohio. I'm John McCarty. Thank you for hopping aboard here on WJCU. Looking forward to pretty much the festivities coming here at opening day. Just got the pre-video or pre-game hype video and going to get the national anthem and, of course, the couple first pitches and then, of course, baseball here at Classic Park. As the Captains make their way out onto the field, is the Captains' home opener and a very good crowd expected on hand this evening. Of course, you got beautiful weather for it. As I mentioned, the sun that's cascaded over most of the field. It's shady around the infield in terms of the third to second base as well as home plate and a little bit in left field down the left field line. But then sun all over in terms of Classic Park. And we're going to stay here. They're going to play the or sing the national anthem, and then we'll give you lineups. And then, of course, first pitch, Lake County versus Dayton Dragons. This is the home opener, Midwest League Baseball, here on WJCU.
What so proudly we
was Little Craig of Too Real giving the national anthem. What a performance there, getting you hyped for baseball. Lake County Captains welcoming the Dayton Dragons. First game of a six-game set between both the teams. A little different because of Easter Sunday. It will be a doubleheader this Saturday, but then usual night game, 6:35, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, of course, we begin on this Tuesday evening, the first home game for the Lake County Captains. And the pitcher on the mound is Tanner Bibee, and the lineup that he faces on the Dayton side goes as follows. Leading off, the designated hitter on a rehab assignment, Albert Almora Jr. Batting second, right fielder Reese Hines. The shortstop batting third, Ellie De La Cruz. The cleanup hitter, Alan Serta. He's out in center field. Batting fifth, first baseman is Alex McGarry. And batting sixth is Matthew Nelson. He's behind the plate. Number seven in the order, J.V. Martinez. He's over at the hot corner third. Jonathan Willems is the second baseman batting eight. And rounding out the lineup is Ashton Creel. He is at left field. And, of course, mention the pitcher for the Lake County Captains tonight, Tanner Bibee. He's the fifth-round pick in the 2021 draft of the Lake County Captains and marks the fourth starting pitcher in a row from the 2021 draft. A loaded class. The Guardians had 21 picks in that draft and went with 19 pitchers. So you knew that throughout the minor league system that you were going to get a lot of faces from that 2021 draft. The Lake County Captains stacked with them, and it'll be Bibee's first start since back in his collegiate days at Cal State Fullerton. Of course, made some spring training appearances, but his first in-game start since Cal State Fullerton in May of 2021. As mentioned, it's a beautiful night at the ballpark. Sun is shining, and the breeze, a light breeze, and a pretty good crowd filling up the seats for an April game all over in terms of not every area is, packed, but every area has at least a couple fans in it. Very good home opening crowd for tonight's game. As Albert Almora steps into the right-hand batter's box, Tanner Bibee, the right-hander, gets set as well. The umpires for tonight, Justin Jaska is behind home plate. Kevin Levine is working the bases. And the Captains are in their usual home white uniforms with the blue Captains written across the chest and the numbers in the lower side of the right-hand side of the jersey. And Dayton in their road grays with teal numbers. The first pitch is fastball in the outside corner, called strike, and we are underway. In terms of Albert Almora Jr., you might remember the name, unfortunately, if you're a Cleveland Guardian fan. Almora Jr. was part of the 2016 Chicago Cubs, as he takes a strike at the knees, count now at 0-2. He's a part of the Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series Championship team, and he was the tying run in Game 7 of that World Series. He came in as a pinch runner, did not have a single plate appearance in the World Series, but did appear as a pinch runner. He goes too far across the plate on the third pitch from Bibee, and it's a strikeout to begin Bibee's Captain's career. A good start getting Albert Almora Jr. on three pitches. We'll give you the defensive alignment for tonight for Lake County Captains. It's out in left field, Jonathan Rodriguez, in center, Petey Halpin, and in right, Alec-Free Planes. From third to first, it's John Kenzie Noel, Christian Cairo, Aaron Bracho, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mike Amditas, and on the mound, Tanner Bibee. Bibee's first pitch to the two-hitter in Reese Hines, is a breaking ball at the letters, and a called strike count at 0-1. Hines, a returner to the Dragons, played in 77 games last year with Dayton. Next pitch is a fastball and a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Five straight strikes, for Bibee to begin his Tuesday evening. He comes set, the kick, and the 0-2. Cut on and missed by Hines. Six pitches, all strikes, and two outs. Bibee with quite an inning to begin things here at Classic Park. He faces Ellie De La Cruz. De La Cruz, one of the best prospects in the Reds system. Baseball America said he's the best athlete in terms of Reds prospects. It's the first lefty that Bibee will have to face. Righty versus lefty matchup. Bibee the kick and the first pitch. And it's a fastball down the middle. Count now at 0-1. Seven strikes thrown by Bibee. see if he can keep it up. The next pitch, and there's the first ball of his evening. So no immaculate inning for Bybee in his first professional start, as the count now at a ball and a strike on De La Cruz. Bybee, the deep breath, the kick, and the 1-1. And a chopper to the right side. Naranjo going to his right field. It will be a race to the bag. A flip to Bybee, and he beats the runner in De La Cruz. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. Two strikeouts for Bybee. We head to the bottom of the first, and it'll be Lake County's first time at the bats in front of the home crowd here at Classic Park, here on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A lot of noise here at Classic Park. The home opener between the Lake County Captains here at Classic Park and the Dayton Dragons. Tanner Bybee threw a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts, so now the Captains will come to the bats. Their order goes as follows. Leading off at center field, it's Petey Halpin. Batting second, Christian Cairo. He's the shortstop. Joe Naranjo, first base, is batting third. Cleanup hitter is Jean-Kenzie Noel. He's at third base. Mikael Ramirez, the DH, batting fifth. Alex Freeplanes, right field, batting sixth. Jonathan Rodriguez is in left, batting seventh. Second baseman batting eighth is Aaron Bracho. And Mike Amditis behind the plate rounds out the order. Talpin in the left-hand batter's box against the right-hander in Joe Boyle. Mentioned pregame that Boyle, one of the best pitchers in the Reds' system, fifth-round pick in the 2020 draft, and his fastball averages 96 miles an hour. As he goes to the breaking ball on pitch number two, and the count at doesn't miss the zone. Helping to start the season, 3-for-8, and plenty of activity on the base pads with two stolen bases as he squares the bunt, pulls it back as the pitch missed high, and the count now at 2-1. Halpin with 2020 draft pick himself. Debuted in Lynchburg last year. This is his first home game as a captain last year with Lynchburg. 294 average, 363 on base. And he stole 11 bases in 20 attempts. Already two on the young season here. This is off the end of the bat. A grounder to the left side, fielded by Martinez on a low hop. And a throw across the diamond in time to get Halpin. We'll go through the defensive alignment for the visiting Dayton Dragons. In left, it's Ashton Creel. In center, Alan Serta. And in right, Reese Hines. From third to first, it's J.V. Martinez, Ellie De La Cruz, Jonathan Willems, and Alex McGarry. Behind home plate is Matthew Nelson, and on the mound, as mentioned, Joe Boyle. Now a two-hitter for the Lake County Captains up, Christian Cairo. Cairo didn't play on Sunday after playing the first two games of the doubleheader on Saturday against Lansing. He looks at a first-pitch strike, counted 0-1. Cairo, one of the returners, the middle infield starting tonight, returners for the Lake County Captains. As the breaking pitch drops into the zone, quickly up in the count is Boyle, 0-2. Cairo looking to get some consistency this year. He joined last year with Lake County, towards the end of the season, August 24th, played in 21 games, did impress, .268 with a .388 on base percentage as he takes a fastball high and inside the count, even at a ball and a at one ball and two strikes now the count. As he double checks with the umpire and Justin Jaska to see the count, and I should have double checked with someone too before I missaid it. As that Boyle takes time out on the mound, he resets. Up in the count, one ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Cairo cut on and missed. So good start for Boyle on the mound. He retires the first two captains he sees. Two away. Brings up Joe Naranjo to the plate. Naranjo getting the fourth consecutive start at first base in this, the fourth game of the captain season. 300 to start his year, batting 300 with two runs batted in. As Martinez, the third baseman, playing towards a shortstop position, a bit of a shift here as a fastball hits on the outside corner, count 0-1. Mentioned it on the previous broadcast, but for the first home one, I'll reiterate here. There's two infielders permitted on each side. No more, and I guess no less, because you can't put three on one side and then one on the other. So, you can't shift, but you can adjust, in a way, to the batters. And we'll see how that works. One of the new rules in the Midwest League for this year, down from the CBA that was negotiated this past season in Major League Baseball. As breaking pitch hits on the outside corner, the count at 1-2 on Naranjo. Boyle comes set, the kick, the 1-2. That's a fastball called strike three at the knees. So a pitching duel thus far in the first inning. Both Boyle and Bybee with two strikeouts. We head to the second. It's 0-0 between the Captains and the Dragons here on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Hey, all you Discount Drug Mart shoppers out there. I'm sure you already know how great the Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card is, how much money you can save using it every day. But did you know it can do even more? Let me get right to the point. Pro Points, that is. Use your Courtesy Plus card to collect Pro Points and redeem them for a once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Go to discount-drugmart.com today to register your email and start earning Pro Points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround and gives you even more.
Top of the second inning here at Classic Park. Home opener for the Lake County Captains. And no score between both sides after the first inning. Got the first University Hospitals t-shirt toss of the season. A lot of kids going nuts on what is, again, the first home game for the Lake County Captains this season. As it's the four-hitter facing Tanner Bybee in Alan Serta. The first pitch he sees the fastball inside. The count is at 1-0. Alan Serta, one of the prospects on the 40-man roster for the Cincinnati Reds. So, top prospect in their system and on the 40-man as a curveball misses upstairs in the count at two balls and no strikes. Bybee on to Serta. Seems unique to see Bybee throw a ball. He threw nine pitches in the first inning, eight of them strikes, including one that was put in play, and only one ball. So this one's fouled away to the right side and over the suites here at Classic Park by Serta in the count at two balls and a strike. as might be the windup and the kick and pitch, and it's a fastball on the outside corner of the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on to Serta. The shade continuing to grow here as we get later into the evening is the 2-2. And this one fouled off into the netting by Serta. But it was Sun that was cascading most of the right side of the infield as well as the entire outfield. And now the entire infield covered in shade as well as home plate. The mound only really in the outfield. Some parts of left and the entirety of center in right field with the sun glaring towards it. As Serta goes upstairs, chases the 2-2 pitch. And it's a swinging strike and a third strikeout for Tanner Bybee. And the four batters that he has put down. Brings up Alex McGarry. McGarry, the first baseman. And McGarry from Vancouver, Washington. Found out that there was a Vancouver, Washington. I've heard of Vancouver, Canada. That's literally right upstairs. But from Vancouver, Washington is McGarry. A big power hitter for the Dayton Dragons. And a returner as he's first pitch swinging. Fouls it off to the netting behind home plate. And the count is at 0-1. He had actually 2 home runs in his first 2 professional games to McGarry with the Dragons last season. Is this a breaking ball? Downstairs and hits off the plate. A nice stop by Amdidas behind the plate to keep it in front. Amdidas getting the start. 2 catchers in the lineup for Lake County. Mikael Ramirez is the DH tonight after catching in Sunday's game. The 1-1. And this one up in the air. On the left side, it will go past the dugout into the crowd. First foul ball, souvenir of the year here at Classic Park. And the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bybee, a deep breath, up in the count. The 1-2. Cut on and missed by McGarry. So 4th strikeout for Tanner Bybee, an excellent start for the right-hander. And it brings up Matthew Nelson to the plate. A great start for the Mission Viejo, California native in Bybee. A four-pitch mix for him, easy for me to say. Fastball, curve, changeup, and a slider. And that fastball's really gotten swings and misses as it did just now to Nelson, first pitch swinging, and the count at 0-1. Matthew Nelson behind the plate, Dayton carrying, as do the Lake County 3 catchers, which seems to be the norm in the league. The 0-1, and a fastball hits the outside corner of the plate. No balls, 2 strikes and 2 outs. Bobby shakes off a sign from Amdidas. And now set. The 0-2. And this one hit on to the right side and through for a base hit as Bracho gave it a chase but could not get to it. So it's the first hit of the ball game and a nice 2-strike approach from Matthew Nelson to keep the inning alive as he's aboard for the Dragons. Now brings up to the plate J.V. Martinez. Now J.V. Martinez may be listed if you look him up, if you decide to look him up. In terms of his rundown there, he's listed as Juan Martinez, but insisting that he goes by JV this year, and I'm always for that. My initials, John Vicari, JV, so I like calling a guy JV, but it's been Juan Martinez. This is his 3rd year with Dayton. As Nelson, a short lead over at first. Bybee's first pitch to Martinez. This one chopped right back to Bybee. He drops it, goes back to it on the mound to throw over the first, and it beats Martinez by a step. A nice defensive adjustment from the right-hander, who gets 2 strikeouts and has 4 through 2 innings. It was no runs on 1 hit, no error, and 1 left on base. We head to the bottom half of the 2nd. No score between the Dragons and the Captains here on WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Sky Card. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Bottom of the second here at Classic Park. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the Lake County lineup. It's been quite a matchup between the two starting pitchers, Joe Boyle for Dayton and Tanner Bibee for Lake County. Bibee 4 strikeouts through 2. And Joe Boyle made quick work of the Lake County lineup in inning number 1. Brings up the cleanup hitter, though, in John Kenzie Noel. As Boyle starts him out. First pitch swing is Noel. This a grounder to the right side. Low hop. Willems fields, but his throw is right of McGarry and sneaks under his glove. So Noel is aboard. Definitely an E4 is how he will get on base. It was fielded quite cleanly by Jonathan Willems, but that throw was low. McGarry maybe should have gotten a glove on it if he went off the bag, but a throw that Willems should have made, and the error will go to him. But very tough play there for the Dayton defense. Noel's on board, and Mikael Ramirez is at the dish. The first pitch he sees is a fastball high, the count at 1-0. Noel with a short lead, the first pitch, from Boyle was a ball, and the second one now comes in, and it's also a ball, a breaking ball that missed low, the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Boyle looking over towards Noel, McGarry, the first baseman, holding him there. The 2-0 pitch, it's a fastball that brings Nelson vertical behind the plate to count at 3-0. Boyle leans back and forth to 3-0, and it's a fastball inside, so a 4-pitch walk worked by Ramirez. And the one thing with Boyle, he comes in with a lot of velocity. I mentioned average fastball at around 96 miles an hour, but command has been an issue for Boyle over his collegiate as well as his professional career. Last year with Dayton in 12 and two-thirds innings, did have 28 strikeouts, but also 13 walks in the 4 games he started. As Alecfri Planas is at the plate, 2 runners on, no outs, an opportunity for Lake County to try and get their first home run. And, I mean, not home run, their first run at home, I should say, of the season. As the first pitch is in the dirt, Nelson with the stop, and now he'll come out to the mound to discuss things with Boyle. And, again, Boyle just not looking the same that he did in the first inning in terms of that command. But it's Planez at the plate. Lefri Planez, who making his first home appearance with Lake County this year. Played 103 games last year with Lynchburg. .294 on base as well. 16 home runs, a big power hitter. As everyone's set, Boyle now will look back towards second. 2 runners on again for Lake County. The second pitch on to Planez. This one a strike on the outside corner. The count at 1-1. Planez appeared in two games, still looking for that first hit as a member of Lake County. Boyle look back at second. The 1-1. This one in the dirt. Nelson with a nice stop to keep it in front, and the runners will return to their respective bags. There is a bit of a breeze tonight, of course, right off the lake. There's always going to be, and it feels a little different now with the shade coming over the press box here as well as on the field. But still sitting at about 60 degrees here in East Lake. The 2-1. Fastball high. Planez with check swing did not go around, so the count now to 3-1. Planez gets on. It'll be bases loaded for Jonathan Rodriguez, who's waiting on deck. Boyle the glance back at second. The 3-1. And this one a chopper to the right side. Potential double play ball. Willems fields to flip the short for one. And on to first. A 4-6-3 double play converted by the Dragons. And much needed in that spot. Noel will go to third. But two runners off the bases. And there's now two outs. So it's now Jonathan Rodriguez at the plate. Rodriguez, a returner to the captains. The first pitch he sees a fastball high and outside, count at 1-0. Last year batted 215 with 311 on base in the 24 games he played, also a late season addition from Lynchburg. Arnie has made history, though, as a captain, as the 1-0 is a high fastball inside, count at 2-0. He hit two triples in game number two of the season out in Lansing, and he was the first captain to do that since Quentin Holmes did it back on July 26, 2019 against the South Bend Cubs. Already two triples on a season. Most guys only get maybe one per year, two triples in one game for Rodriguez as he watches a fastball miss high. And the count now is at 3-0. There's a vacant first base as well as second, and Noel the lead at third. Pitch, and it's a fastball that misses outside, so it's a walk worked by Rodriguez. Runners are now at the corners. Don't throw away that ticket. Flip over your captain's ticket for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Now at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, and South Euclid. Aaron Bracho steps up to the plate. Another returner to Lake County, getting the start tonight at second base. An RBI opportunity for him here with two runners on the corners. First pitch, it's a breaking ball, drops below the knees, so the count is at 1-0. Rocha only one appearance this year in the first three games, of course, but at the start at second in game two against Lansing, went 1-for-3. The kick and the 1-0 from Boyle. Fastball high, and the count now to 2-0. After a very fast first for Boyle, it's definitely been a struggle here in the second. He's up to 23 pitches. The 2-0. And it's a fastball on the outside corner, a called strike, and the count now to 2-1. Boyle, quick worker in between pitches. Here comes the 2-1. Cut on and missed by Bracho. So the count now to two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Captains trying not to waste a runner in scoring position here. Here comes the 2-2. Foul tipped into the glove. Bracho just a bit late on it. And Boyle works out of a jam. So the captains get no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We head into the third. No score between the Dragons and the captains here on your home for Lake County Captains Baseball, WGCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
And welcome back to WJCU. Top of the third inning, no score, Captains and Dragons. This is the home opener for the Lake County Captains. And a beautiful night at Classic Park. Plenty of times for you to come out to the ballpark, though. We got games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a double dip on Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday start at 6:35, and then Saturday, doubleheader, first game 12:05, and then the second game approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of game one. As it's Jonathan Willems at the plate, he'll be 8-9-1 in the Dayton order. It's been a good start for Tanner Bibee on the mound. Four strikeouts and only one hit that he's allowed. First pitch swinging is Willems, and he fouls back to the netting behind home plate. The count at 0-1. Dragons and the Captains last season tied atop the Midwest, or at the time High A Central East Division standings, as Bibee comes back with a breaking ball. Called at the letters a strike and the count at 0-2. The Lake County dominated the series last year against Dayton, were 15-9, as well as a 7-5 home record for Lake County. As the 0-2, it's a breaking ball, misses outside, so the count now to 1-2. Bibee hunting for his fifth strikeout. He's got all four of his strikeouts on swings and misses, and most, if not all, have been overpowering the hitter with a fastball. The 1-2. This one off speed, chopped down the third baseline, it rolls foul. Bibee currently at 27 pitches, 21 have been strikes. We'll see what his pitch count is. No one has exceeded 70 since their first start. As the 1-2. Cut on and missed by Willems. It's the fifth K for Bibee, as he can't ask for a better start in terms of the first time through the order. Five strikeouts and one away. So it's the nine-hitter Ashton Creel at the plate. Creel getting the start today in left field. First pitch from Bibee. It's a breaking ball. Doesn't break. Stays up in the zone. So the count is at 1-0. Bibee, a big deep breath. Now the 1-0 pitch. It's fastball low and outside. So the count now to 2-0. Creel to plate from New Lenox, Illinois. Went down to Louisiana, though, for his college ball, and this is his third year in the Red system. The 2-0. This one off to the end of bat of Creel. And over near the picnic tables towards, or down the right field line, I should say, and the count at 2-1. Now, interesting note, when I saw that ball go up into the air, the light fixture over on that side is on. It appears the other ones are not, but that one already on. Not needed here with the sun still out as the breaking ball comes in. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'll be watching the lights closer than probably I should for the first game, just based on Lansing's first game. But everything looks state-of-the-art here at Classic Park. The windup and the 2-2 from Bybee. This one hard hit to the right side. That will drop in front of Planez. It's a base hit for Ashton Creel. Second hit for the Dayton Dragons as they'll go back to the top of the lineup. Third inning of today's game brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a five-star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five-Star Brand Meats. And of course, tonight is also a Buck Night presented by Ohio Lottery. You can get a dollar hot dog from Five-Star Brand Meats, as well as a dollar draft beer, as well as a fountain drink. Water up here in the press box, though, if you're wondering. For me, at least. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it's water. As Bybee starts at El Moro with a pitch, and it's a chopper, potential double play ball. Cairo Fields, the throw to second for one, on to first, and it's a 6-4-3 double play. A good end to the inning for Lake County, as we will head to the bottom of the third. It was no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Here's Jake Volnick with the Cleveland Farm Report here on WJCU.
Thank you very much, John. We'll get right into the farm report, starting in low A with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Starting off their season 0-3 as they dropped their last game against the Salem Red Sox, 6-5. In that game, they attempted to mount a ninth-inning comeback, scoring 4 runs in the inning, but ultimately, they fell short. Tonight, they're facing Delmarva Shorebirds, that's the low A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. And right now, they're down 6-0 in the top of the second, a rough go for pitcher Jake Miller there. Moving on to AA, we have the Akron Rubber Ducks. In their last game, they defeated the Erie Seawolves 4-2 in their last outing, salvaging the series and bringing their record to 1-2. Tonight, they face the Reading Fightin' Phils. That's a AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. And right now, they are in the bottom of the first and have just taken the lead, and they have a runner on third. The score there, 1-0. Going on to AAA, we have the Columbus Clippers. In their last outing, they defeated the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 12-1. They split that series and start the season 3-3. They'll be facing the Syracuse Mets tonight. As you could probably guess, the AAA affiliate of the New York Mets. Right now, in the bottom of the fourth, it is 2-0 with nobody on the bags. Then as we look to the MLB for the Cleveland Guardians, in their last outing, they defeated the Kansas City Royals by a score of 10-7. So they open their season, 2-2. Their last two games, they've scored 27 runs, taking the game before that 17-3. Today, though, they're taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Tyler Molly started the game tonight on the mound, and Shane Bieber for the side of the Guardians. In that one, we just saw Andres Giménez hit a 2-run homer in the top of the ninth to give them a 6-4 lead. That'll be it for the Cleveland Farm Report, and we'll send it back to Classic Park with John Vicari for the bottom of the third. John?
Thank you, Jake, and mentioned towards the tail end there what the Cleveland Guardians are doing against the Cincinnati Reds and still in that top of the ninth and trying to distance themselves from the Reds in that matchup of Ohio. Same thing here with Lake County versus Dayton, and Dayton, the high A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Score here, though, is 0-0, as it will be 9-1-2 in the Lake County order in Mike Amditas' first plate appearance. Watch the fastball miss, and then the second pitch came in, a breaking ball that was inside, so the count at 2-0 on the captain's catcher. Boyle the kick and the pitch, Amditas with a big swing and a miss count. Now to 2-1. Both pitchers at a good point right now. Boyle with 3 strikeouts through the first two, and for Tanner Bybee, 5 Ks, and got a 6-4-3 double play to complete the top of the third. The 2-1. It's a fastball at the knees. Misses outside, so the count now to 3-1. On to Amditas. Amditas still looking for that first hit on the season as well. Why not do it in front of the home fans here in Lake County? The 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Brings the count full. Ditas takes a turn out of the right-hand batter's box. Now comes set once more, as does Boyle. And the payoff. Inside. So Amditas works himself a walk. Third walk issued by Boyle. And overall, the fourth base runner for Lake County and a good start for them in this inning. They'll bring up the 19-year-old in Petey Halpin. Halpin grounded out the third in his first plate appearance to begin this game. Middle infield and double play depth in De La Cruz. A couple feet to the right side of the second base bag, and Willems playing in double play depth as well at second base. Says Halpin with a 3/4 swing. Of course, 3/4 means more than a half, so he goes around. The count now at 0-1. Matchup between California natives here and Boyle from California as well as in Halpin, as there was a breaking ball outside. The count now at 1-1. Short lead for Amditas over at first. The 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball and a called strike at the letters on Petey Halpin. Amditas increases his lead over at first. The 1-2. It's a high fastball, and the count now to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shade beginning to overwhelm the field. Only place it's really sunny is out in center, and of course past the outfield walls and over in right field. Plenty of kids running around on that grass. I hope they found the baseballs there in terms of from BP. There was a couple from both teams hit over in right field as a breaking ball locks up Halpin. A called strike on the outside corner. And that's the fourth K for Joe Boyle. And there's one away here in the third. Brings up Christian Cairo for the second time today. He struck out swinging first time against Boyle. Or second time in the order that Boyle will have to go. And that's really the test mark in terms of every pitcher, at least for Lake County, has really had a dominant first. But besides Tommy Mace, obviously, this past Sunday. But in terms of the case of Williams and Nikhazy, dominated through the first time in the lineup. And then those tests came in the second time. And then you have to battle through that adversity. The 1-0. It's a fastball high and outside. The count at 2-0. In terms of Boyle with already the 3 walks, you'll take what he's done so far if you're Dayton and if you're him as well. If you told him before that he'd have 3 walks at this point, don't know if he'd think he'd also allow no runs, but that's the case. Also no hits. As Cairo gets a piece of this one, fouled off to the netting behind home plate, and the count at 2-1. Amditas increases his lead over at first. The 2-1. Breaking ball on this one. Rocketed out the center field. Backtracking is Serta. He's in front of the warning track now going to his right. He'll make the catch. Amditas, who is about a couple feet away from second, will now return to the first base bag. Cairo gave it a ride, but to the deepest part of the ballpark out in left center field. And there is two away. In terms of the dimensions, it's 320 down the right field line and the left field line and 400 to straightaway center. And of course, with the lake effect, you get that breeze coming off. That could help, though. Jean-Kenzie Noel, who's on deck, will tell you the breeze did not help him today in batting practice, even though he hit a couple home runs as the first pitch is a fastball and the count at 1-0. A couple of teammates and people around BP were joking the breeze, and then they did the old test of ripping some grass out of the field, and the breeze was coming back towards the plate, so helping the pitchers here tonight. As the 1-0 fastball on the count now to 2-0 as it missed high. Now if you're Cairo now, you tell everyone too that the breeze is what got that one. A deep ball to left center field. Boyles 2-0 to Naranjo. And that's a fastball high and inside, the count to 3-0. Naranjo struck out looking his first time up. Boyle sets himself on the mound. Trying to avoid his fourth walk of the game, 3-0. And it's a fastball high and outside. That's walk number four, the second of the inning. So now two base runners on as Amditas will scoot to second and Naranjo onto first and brings up John Kenzie Noel for his second plate appearance. And now coming out is the pitching coach for Dayton. And a discussion here between catcher, coach, and pitcher. It'll be Noel with two runners on. That's Brian Jarman, the pitching coach for Dayton, discussing things. There's no one up in the Dayton bullpen currently, just a couple guys stretching over in the bullpen on the left side towards the left field foul line. But it is Noel who steps up. Noel also a return to Lake County this year. He made three stops in the 2021 season, rookie ball, low ball, and high A. And I mentioned what he did in BP today. A couple big swings and a couple balls out of the stadium. And big potential in his power bat. Man, or one of the men on the 40-man roster who's down in the minor leagues. Opportunity here with two runners on and two out. The first pitch from Boyle and a big swing from Noel. Comes up empty, the count at 0-1. Halfway through BP today, he tossed off the helmet and decided to go with no lid on, and then it just was home run after home run. Just tried to get comfortable in there and definitely worked his magic. As he reaches for one, fouls it off his shin as he now scampers down the first baseline. Seems to be okay, and the count now to no balls, two strikes, and there are two outs. Now discussing things with Nelson behind the plate, and that hurts no matter what. He's got the pants all the way down. I'm guessing there is not a shin pad that he's wearing underneath on the front or back leg. Could be wrong. Have to ask him about it tomorrow, but definitely got a piece either of the ankle, shin, or the foot. The 0-2 on to Noel. It's a pitch that's low, and he thought about a swing, but pulled it back, so the count now at a ball and two strikes. That was Boyle's 50th pitch of this early evening. The 1-2 with two outs. Here it comes. And that one bounces and then off of the catcher in Nelson and goes to the back wall. Advancing on to third is Amditas, and on to second is Naranjo. So two runners in scoring position. He left one in scoring position. That was when Noel reached in the second. An RBI opportunity for John Kenzie here. The 2-2. This one high in the air, popped up on the left side. The third baseman in Martinez right over the bag, and he makes the play for the final out. So it's no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left on base for Lake County, both in scoring position. We head into the fourth. No score between the Dragons and the Captains. Home opener here for Lake County at Classic Park, and you're listening on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
And welcome back to WGCU, your home for Lake County Captains Baseball all season long. I'm John McCarry here at Classic Park, and it's the top of the fourth inning. No score between the Captains and the Dragons. Dragons, no runs, two hits, and one error. And Captains, zeros across the board. No runs, hits, or errors committed. It will be 2-3-4 in the Dragons' lineup. Begins with Reese Hinds, the right fielder, to face Tanner Bibee. Bibee, what a dominant start. Five strikeouts for him. Has allowed two singles, but has gotten a double play and a ground out to end the previous two innings as he starts off the first at bat here with a breaking ball. The count is at 0-1. Bibee sporting the high socks. Native of Mission Viejo, California. He came to the Captains in the 2021 draft in the fifth round. So he goes with a fastball low and outside. The count even at a ball and a strike. Bibee the windup and the breaking ball, and it's a called strike on the inside corner. The count now at 2-2. Bibee shakes off a sign. Your tired Hinds the first time with the strikeout. The pitch, and that one cut on and missed. Six strikeouts for Tanner Bibee. And his pro debut having quite an outing. And there is one away here at the top of the fourth. Brings up Ellie De La Cruz to the plate. De La Cruz, a guy to look out for in this lineup. I mentioned him pregame, but number three prospect overall in the Cincinnati Reds system. Mentioned Baseball America rating him as the best athlete, just a talented guy with a glove and a bat. And was assigned international free agent in 2018 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He pulled back a bunt attempt on the first pitch. It was a strike, and the count now at 0-1. Bibee shakes off a sign. The 0-1. That one caught on and missed by De La Cruz. So the count now to two, no balls and two strikes. Bibee really making quick work thus far of hitters. The 0-2. Cut on and missed by De La Cruz. Overpowering with the fastball is Tanner Bibee. And that is strikeout number 7 on the evening. You know, there was question marks, and not question marks, just this unknown. You didn't think it was going to be either bad or good. You just really didn't know going in. You could figure, following the system, that it was going to be Nikhazy, Williams, and Mace somewhere in that starting rotation. Added as well as Lenny Torres, potentially Mason Hickman in there as well. But you didn't know if Bibee was going to be a bullpen piece or a starter. And in the start here, the first home start, and he has just come to play. Because there's so much just invested in the pitching spot in the 2021 draft by the Guardians organization. And not everyone could start and have, you know, 20 starters. As the 0-1, this one cut on and missed by Serta. Bibee has 7 strikeouts. He's done everything tonight but strike out the side. He struck out the first two in the first and the second inning. And looking to do so here in the fourth. Looks into him. Detis, the 0-2. Breaking pitch outside. The count now at a ball and two strikes. Serta wasn't fishing. The deep breath. And the 1-2. Sticking out the bat was Serta to spoil it. And it's fouled down the third base line. Sun now behind the clouds. It's a clear sky here at Classic Park. But the sun no longer out. His time is calling. The baseball gets on to center field, and that came from kids from left center field. There's patches of grass out in left center field as well as the entirety of right behind the wall. That is just pretty much a playground with no equipment for kids and nicely cut grass. And, of course, you're playing some sport out there. It is baseball. And as the 1-2 comes in, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. 8 strikeouts for Tanner Bibee through 4 innings. Quite a professional debut from the right-hander. We'll head into the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if the Captains can give him some run support here on WJCU.
Los Picantes de Lake County are back for 2022. Join us on Friday, May 13th for a knit hat giveaway presented by University Hospitals. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates, and you'll be able to stay spicy in the cool spring weather with your own Picantes knit hat. And don't miss the first Friday night fireworks of 2022 presented by Meijer. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Classic Park. Lake County Captains, Dayton Dragons. And it's the home opener for Lake County. And Tanner Bibee, the pitcher for the Captains, has had an unbelievable start. 8 strikeouts through the first 4 innings, and he struck out the side in the top of the fourth. Captains are looking for some run support, looking for a hit here. They've gotten a couple base runners on, 3 of them, or 4 of them to be exact, 3 via base on balls and 1 via an error, but no hits thus far for Lake County against the 6-7 right-hander in Joe Boyle for Dayton. The first pitch is a fastball inside, the count now at 1-0. Ramirez, the designated hitter today, he's one of the 3 captains who got on via a walk. And he was left, well, actually was put out in the double play in the second. And is this a breaking pitch, a called strike, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Boyle the kick, the 1-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed. And the count now at a ball and 2 strikes on Mikael Ramirez. Told me today he also goes by Meek. I like saying Mikael more, so I'll probably go with that more this season. Signed on his 16th birthday out of Venezuela, 22 years old here, first season with the Captains, as he chops one foul down the third baseline. The count now again at a ball and 2 strikes. There is a left-hander warming up in the Lake County bullpen. You'd hate to see Bibee's day end, but you don't want to overextend your starting pitcher. As the 1-2, breaking ball called strike 3 on the outside corner. And Ramirez is down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Boyle, and even though it hasn't been as pretty as Bybee with the three walks, Boyle has had himself an outing as well. Boyle a pitch away from 60, Bybee only with 46. I would say likely to come out for maybe the fifth and not more than that, but his pitch count, he's keeping it in charge, 46 for Bybee and 36 strikes of the 46 pitches. And as the first pitch from Boyle bounces off the plate to Planez, and the count is at 1-0. But again, you don't want to overextend the arms. We talked with Gavin Williams pregame, if you listen to that interview, and he knew he was getting pulled out of the game after the fourth. He knew he had a pitch count, and even though he had allowed no hits on six strikeouts, he didn't want to go any further, he knows. And the count is now at 2-0 after a fastball misses high. The thing, though, and why I mentioned and why I asked was it was a seven-inning game as well, so pushing forward through, it wouldn't have been the exact nine. 100 pitches plus and nine would have been a little crazy, but the rate he was going, maybe try and get it to seven. But again, first game of the season, you don't want to overextend yourself by any means. Count it now, 2-1, Planez with a swing and a miss. The 2-1 from Boyle. This one off the end of the bat by Planez. Down the right field line, it just goes foul. Right to the left side of the Lake County bullpen. That could have been troubled if it could have been trouble if it just stayed fair with the breeze a couple inches to the left. And as we'll circle back into the right hand batter's box. Boyle shakes off a sign from his catcher in Nelson. Now comes set once more. The 2-2. And that went off the end of the bat of Planez up into the suites, the officers' club. Even though I've been here for a couple weeks, it was the first time looking around the suites here at Classic Park. Pretty impressive, the officers' club. And that the owner's suite is right next to me on the left side. As the 2-2 cut on and missed by Planez. And that's six strikeouts for Joe Boyle. In terms of this game, 14 Ks. Starting pitching has dominated. Fourth inning of Captain's Baseball is brought to you by Meritech. If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Power your business. Power your future. Meritech. Jonathan Rodriguez at the plate. He reached via a walk in the second. First pitch onto him is a fastball. He cuts through it. A count at 0-1. A lot of swings and misses in this ballgame. Depends what you like. Some people like a pitcher's duel like this. It's been pretty to watch in terms of the pretty much the velocity of Boyle mixed with, I would say, the location of Bybee, because these strikeouts, they've been really hitting the corners to get through these Dragons hitters while it's just four on the Lake County side, the speed and velocity of Boyle. Not to say either, as a fastball comes in high, count 2-1, that Boyle's not in the corners and Bybee doesn't have impressive velocity, but in terms of, I think, the biggest catalyst towards the success, it's that for Boyle and Bybee. And as the 2-1 comes in, it's a breaking ball and a called strike at the knees. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Boyle with a chance to respond to Bybee's top of the fourth, striking out the side by striking out the side himself here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-2. Breaking ball inside and high. Rodriguez had to move out of the way of that one. And the count now runs full. No arm yet up in the Dragons bullpen. As mentioned, there has been some movement by some players stretching, but no one warming up currently. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Rodriguez was on his way to first. It was a full count. For strikeout number seven. So it's no runs, no hits, no errors, and no left on base. The fourth inning saw six strikeouts, three on both sides. We get to the fifth. There's no score here at Classic Park here on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captain's are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captain's fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
And welcome back to Captain's Baseball here on WJCU. Well, there was a left-hander warming up in the Lake County bullpen, and Coach Greg DeCento has decided to go to Jamie Arias for his second appearance of the season. So Arias, the left-hander, enters the game. It was four innings of just great work from the starter for Lake County, in Tanner Bibee. Eight strikeouts over four innings, only two hits allowed, and only two base runners as well. But now a little different look with the lefty, who will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Dragons' order. Arias' first pitch is a breaking ball, misses low and outside, the count at 1-0. Arias pitched in Game 1 back on Saturday. He entered in the fifth, so same spot. Pitched two innings, allowed only one hit, no earned runs, had a strikeout in 27 pitches thrown. The 1-0, and that one cut on and missed by the lefty in McGarry, in the count even at 1-1. There's now a right-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen as well, and a right-hander in Lake County's. The 1-1, that one foul tipped into the glove, in the count now at 1-2. I have my glasses on and looking very closely. It might be Bibee who's up in the bullpen just to get to his expected pitch count here. It is a pitcher with high size, and it is. It's Tanner Bibee who's throwing in the bullpen, so not a new pitcher warming up. The count at 1-2 now. A fastball comes in from Arias, and the count now at 2-2. So maybe he just wanted to work, or the coaching staff decided to put him in the bullpen and still instead of the game for the fifth inning. I'm definitely going to have to inquire about that. As the 2-2 from Arias, this one fell over the netting and above the press box area here at Classic Park, so the count's still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Definitely have to talk with Caleb Longshore about that, pitching coach for Lake County as well as Coach DeCenzo, and ask Bibee as well. I think definitely he'll be the interview for tomorrow, unless there's a walk-off or something here tonight, as that's fouled off once again by McGarry, the count at 2-2. McGarry struck out in his first plate appearance, one of the eight from Bibee. As Arias takes the deep breath, looks into his catcher in Amditas. The kick and the 2-2. That one in the dirt, a nice slide by Amditas in the right-hand batter's box. Keeps it in front of him, and the count is full. Arias, the nod to Amditas. The payoff. Cut on and missed by McGarry. So a new pitcher, but the strikeouts continue. Ninth strikeout overall for the Lake County Captains on Dayton hitters. And Matthew Nelson is now up to the plate to face Aries. Mention the one appearance for Aries from Lynchburg last season, 23 games, 9 starts. And get ready for that to be a pattern this year in terms of guys coming out of the bullpen. The fact that they have starting experience. I would say there's more starters than relievers on this team, but of course there's going to be more relievers. As putting down a bunt on the third base line is Nelson. That one perfectly placed and then rolls foul at the final moment. Great baseball IQ by John Kenzie Noel as it was rolling hard down the third base line, but then right before the bag, turned towards the left and went wide of it. And a good attempt by Nelson, and again, though, outsmarted by Noel, not touching that ball until it went foul. Because no matter what, it was either foul or a single, because Nelson was already at the first base bag before that ball curled foul at the final moment. But it did go foul. Luckily for Lake County is the 0-1. This one goes through the wickets of Amditas off the back wall on the count now at 1-1. Ari shakes off a sign. Now comes set, the 1-1. It's a fastball outside and high, and the count now to 2 balls and a strike. Let's go, Captain. Ari's a deep breath. Another 2-1. Foul tipped into the glove by Nelson, the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aris' stuff is on once again tonight. First pitcher to make 2 appearances on the season. The 2-2 offering. This one hard hit to the right side. A one hop, but a nice stop by Aaron Braccio. A half spin to reset his feet, and then the throw over to first is in time. It was a hard hit ball to the right side of where Braccio was positioned. He had a backhand, and then his momentum sort of half spin, and then he corrected himself towards the first base bag and made a pretty play. So there it is, 2-1. We'll give you a University Health scoreboard look around the Midwest League as it's J.V. Martinez at the plate. First pitch swinging, comes up empty, count 0-1. It's Lansing versus West Michigan tonight at LMCU Ballpark. Lansing 1-2, and West Michigan 2-1. West Michigan's home opener, and they're up 5-4, top of the fourth. South Bend versus Fort Wayne. South Bend 1-2, Fort Wayne 1-2, and they're up 3-1. As here in Lake County, Martinez chops one foul to count at 0-2. Cedar Rapids trying to remain undefeated at 3-0. They're up 1-0 over Quad Cities in the top of the second. Peoria is down 1-0 to Great Lakes in their home opener. Both teams 1-2, and Great Lakes with a 1-0 lead there. And then the Timber Rattlers versus the Sky Carp, 0-0, top of the first. That game just underway at EBC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Next pitch to Martinez was high and outside. Count 1-2. Aries, the windup kick and the pitch. This one winds into left field. Rodriguez moves over a couple steps to his left. And now we'll chuck it into the crowd. It's the final out of the inning. And we will head into the bottom of the fifth. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. Who will score first? That's what we'll find out here on WJCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Back here at Classic Park, bottom of the fifth, and a new pitcher here for Dayton after it was four strong innings of work by Joe Boyle, seven strikeouts, no hits allowed, did have the four walks, but no runs came across. New pitcher is a right-hander, Jake Gilbert. So you got Joe Boyle at 6'7", Jake Gilbert is 6'8", 235 from Evans, Georgia. He attended the Air Force Academy and was acquired as a free agent in 2019 by the Cincinnati Reds organization. In 2021, made 14 relief appearances with the Dayton Dragons, a 7.45 ERA, so looking to lower that a bit this year. And returned to Dayton on September 1st after he was transferred down to the ACL Reds in July in 2021 and begins the season here in Dayton. So we'll see what the big right-hander has in store for the Lake County hitters. It'll be 8-9-1 in the captain's order, beginning with Aaron Bracho, who made an impressive play in the fifth inning. It was a hard hit ball to him, and he made a nice play on it to record the second out of that inning. As he comes up empty on the first pitch, he sees from Gilbert, and a count at 0-1. Gilbert sporting the high socks, and with no runners on, no windup, as Bracho fouls off the next pitch, he sees. His windup, if you call it that, pretty unique. He comes set and then lowers bends his knees, I should say, and then sort of does like a half a squat once. Comes set with the glove near his right shoulder and then throws it to the plate. As that one got away from him, the count now at a ball and two strikes. Unique, definitely. It's always fun to see the pitching, and I'd like to see if it's even shorter to the plate in terms of the whole rigmarole. If there's a runner on, we'll see. As Gilbert gets the sign from Nelson, the 1-2 to Bracho. Bracho sticks out the bat, this going down the right field line, and it will fall for a brace hit. Bracho wants two, fielding it is Hins. Hins, the turnaround throw, comes into second, but off the glove of De La Cruz, who is a couple feet away from the bag. So it's a double for Aaron Bracho. First extra base hit of the season for Aaron Bracho. Another runner in scoring position for Lake County. And they've left four runners on tonight, three in scoring position. Still trying to get that first run. That was the first hit for Lake County this evening. As Gilbert looks back, it's Mike Amditas at the plate. First pitch to him is a breaking ball. Called strike at the knees in the count, 0-1. Amditas walked in his first plate appearance in the third. Gilbert sent the 0-1, another off-speed pitch and another strike, this again on the outside part towards the left-hand batter's box. Watching his windup here, Gilbert's very similar with a runner on as he is with no runners on at all. The 0-2. Amditas with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Kevin Levine. the umpire in the field. So Andidas goes down on three pitches. First strikeout for Gilbert, and there's one away here in the fifth. So it brings up Petey Halpin. Halpin tonight 0 for 2, ground out. A chopper was to third in the first and then was caught looking in the third inning. Both of those were against Boyle. We'll see how he does against Gilbert. An RBI opportunity for the 19-year-old. The first pitch. It's fastball outside. Count at 1-0. Look back towards the bag for Gilbert. De La Cruz was shadowing Bracho as it's a breaking ball and a called strike. Gilbert's breaking ball really working tonight. That was a pretty pitch as it break the zone. Gilbert the kick, the 1-1, a fastball. Misses on the outside part, and the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Bend to the knees from Gilbert. A 1-2, and this one rocketed. It is foul right towards the grandstand concourse area down the left field line. A couple fans had to move out of the way of that. Count it 2-2. But hard contact from Petey Halpin. The 2-2. Breaking pitch, and again, Halpin gets a piece of this one foul down the left field line into the seats. Looking forward to getting this attendance number, by the way. What's expected? Plenty of people behind home plate. And working up down the first and third baseline as well. And also got to count the kids out in the outfield. I'm not going to make a prediction. As the season goes on, maybe I will, as Halpin gets under the 2-2 pitch. This will stay in the infield on the left side. De La Cruz backing up in the outfield in left center, and he makes the play for out number two. Hey, all you discount Drug Mart shoppers out there. I'm sure you already know how great the Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card is, how much money you could save using it every day, but did you know it could do even more? Let me get right to the point. Pro points, that is. Use your Courtesy Plus card to collect pro points and redeem them for once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Go to drugmart.com today to register your email, start earning pro points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround and gives you even more. First pitch on to Christian Cairo goes wide of the catcher in Nelson. So advancing on to third is Aaron Bracho. A wild pitch, most definitely. Nelson had really no shot at that from the arm of Gilbert. So it's another runner 90 feet away for the captains. That's been the scenario twice tonight. The captains just could not get him across. Gilbert to Ben. The kick and the 1-0. Off speed, a called. Oh, no. Not called strike. It's now a 2-0 count. Cairo with a good eye on the inside pitch. Gilbert to 2-0. Check swing. Cairo, well, it's called strike, so it's count now at 2-1. Doesn't matter if Cairo went. He did not, for the record. Called strike by the home plate umpire and Justin Jaska. Gilbert to bend in the knees. Now the 2-1. Another breaking ball. That one just missed off the outside part. Cairo with a really good job holding back these swings on pitches close to the zone, but now works the count to a hitter's count at 3-1. And the 3-1. This time a breaking ball. This one finds the outer part of the strike zone. The count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Captains trying not to leave their fifth runner on base through 5 innings. And time is called. Not by Cairo, as Gilbert took a little too long for his liking. Gilbert now is set, as is Cairo. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third, bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is fouled away by Cairo on the right side. Lights are now on at Classic Park, not in full effect, but there's still a glimmer of sun. It's past 8 o'clock here in East Lake, Ohio. Bracho, the runner on third. The count is full with two outs. Cairo makes contact. The chopper on the left side. De La Cruz fields on the low hop. The throw beats Cairo by a step. So two plays made by De La Cruz to end the inning. Five runners left on base for Lake County in the game. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head into the sixth. No score. Dragons and Captains here on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
It is the top of the sixth inning here at Classic Park. Still no score between the Captains and the Dragons. It's Jamie Aris still out on the mound for Lake County. Came in the fifth at a 1-2-3 inning. He'll have to deal with 8-9-1 in the order. In terms of strikeouts tonight, Dayton has struck out 9 times while the Captains have struck out 8. 17 strikeouts through the first 5 innings. And only 3 hits on both sides, or combined, I should say, the Dragons with 2 and the Captains with 1. As Jonathan Willems fouls it behind home plate, count at 0-1. That's, I would say, to be expected in terms of towards the beginning of the season. The pitcher stuff definitely on, and players still trying to get, I guess you could say, reacclimated to the baseball season. And to the speed that the pitches come at. Of course, you had spring training, but a little different game. You get full 4 at-bats as well. And guys trying to make it to the next level. This one's popped up by Willems on the right side. Naranjo right in front of the first base bag. And he makes the play for out number 1. It'll be 9-1 and 2 coming up. Yes, Ashton Creel to the plate. Creel, one of the 2 base hits for Dayton tonight. And that's it in terms of what they've contributed offensively. As Aris with a deep breath, lefty versus righty matchup. The lefty and Aris' first pinch and a swing and a miss from Creel. And a count at 0-1. All right, shakes off a sign. Now comes set, the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball high, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Greer, another guy who returns to Dayton and looking to improve. It's the weird thing at this level, you definitely sometimes don't want to be a returner. You want to move up in the ranks as he puts a charge into one. Into left field, moving in is the left fielder in Rodriguez, and he makes the play. Two away. Back to the top of the lineup, and back to Albert Almora Jr. Mentioned earlier, of course, Almora, the tying run in Game 7 of the World Series in 2016 for the Chicago Cubs against the Cleveland Guardians. He spent five seasons in Chicago, and then was let go after the end of the 2020 season. Last year, 2021, spent some time with the Syracuse Mets and also played some games on the end of the bench for the New York Mets. And as the first pitch is a strike to Albert Almora. But Almora struggled, point blank. The Mets definitely need depth outfielders, and Almora could have hit that spot, but he just did not. He played in 47 games as an off-speed pitch misses low in the count at now 1-1. And he only had 6 hits in 52 plate appearances up with the New York Mets in the 2021 year. Just struggled. He was good as a pinch runner, and that's exactly what he did for Chicago in the World Series, but of course wants to be an everyday player. In 2018, he hit .286, .323 on base, .378 slugging, and played 152 games with the Cubs. So he's been a starter in the Major League before, but was to start the season in AAA with the Reds as he puts one into foul territory. Noel in foul territory makes the play, and that will do it. 3 flyouts in the inning, a good inning of work by Aries, and we head into the bottom of the 6th. Still no score on either side with the Dragons and the Captains here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Three, four, and five in the Captain's order, looking to scratch across a run. 0-0 score here in the bottom of the 6th. A quick-moving game started at around 6:38 after some of the pregame festivities at 8:10 right now. And it's been a pitcher's duel. The starters in Tanner Bibee and Joe Boyle dominated. Bibee had 8 strikeouts and Boyle 7, and then the relievers have done what they've had to do. It's Jake Gilbert who's in for his second inning of relief against the Lake County lineup. It's Joe Naranjo at the plate for his third plate appearance. He's 0-1 today with a walk. The walk came in the third. The righty versus lefty matchup in Gilbert the righty and Naranjo the lefty. The first pitch, and it's a fastball outside and high to count at 1-0. Pretty cool factoid on Gilbert's the athletic family that he's from. I mentioned Gilbert, part of the Air Force Academy, where he went to school and was signed in 2019. As Naranjo fouls one off over the netting, the count now at 1-1. But Gilbert's grandfather, Don Munson, coached men's basketball at Idaho and with the Oregon Ducks. His uncle, Dan Munson, has been the men's basketball coach at Long Beach State Division I school since 2007. As the fastball comes in at the knees, called strike in the count 1-2 on Cinderano. But Jake Gilbert's uncle, Gail Gilbert, actually played QB in the NFL for the Seahawks, the Buffalo Bills, as well as the, at the time, San Diego Chargers. And the kick and the 1-2 from Gilbert. And Naranjo fouls this one back right over me here at the press box. The window's open, so could have some action sometime towards the 66 games that will be played here at Classic Park in the 2022 season. We'll see. I mentioned on one of the road broadcasts that I brought my glove with me. I still didn't bring it to the ballpark. That's definitely tomorrow. As the 1-2, and that one foul tipped by Naranjo. But I did think about it. If I have it on standby, am I quick enough to put it on? I would have to just use it, I think, as a shield. Am I quick enough to put it on and then make a play? Don't think so. I'm barely quick enough to write down in my score sheet and then look up and then see the next pitch, the next batter. So the 1-2. Naranjo lines this one to deep right field. Backing up is Hins, looking up, and that one is gone. The first Captain's home run of the season and the first Captain's home game of the season. Joe Naranjo sends it a long way, and the Captain's lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. What a nice job by Naranjo there. Had 6 home runs last year in Lake County and gets his first one in game one of the season here at home. Quite the bomb for Naranjo. The deep right field, I would say about like at least max at 330, 330 something, and then all the kids gathered around it and someone came home with a souvenir. It's John Kenzie Noel with a swing and a miss, count 0-1. But Naranjo with the home run and only the second hit for Lake County, by the way, in this ball game, and you'll take it if it produces a run with a swing of the bat just like it did right there. Gilbert still with a potent bat to face in Noel. Cleanup hitter for a reason in this lineup as the 0-1 comes. It's a fastball low and outside to count. Is that a ball and a strike? Today, Noel reached on an E4 in the second and then flew out to third in the third. As the 1-1 broken bat, grounder to the left side. It's De La Cruz who feels the broken bat shattered in front of him. He makes the play, throwing it over to the first base bag. Dangerous always when that happens. De La Cruz not phased, and he made the necessary play needed. And you probably heard the crack of the bat, the breakage of the bat here on the broadcast. A big swing from Noel, and there's one away. As the first pitch onto him is a called strike, count 0-1. Mikel Ramirez is at the plate, 0-1 today as he sees a breaking ball. Miss on the outside corner, count even at 1-1. Gilbert again with the mini squat, now set the 1-1 off the end of the bat of Ramirez, trickles down the first base line, foul. Naranjo also, by the way, he had the home run in the beginning of this inning here in the sixth, 1-0 score. If you're just joining us here on WJCU, it was pretty much locked at 0-0, and then Lake County and Joe Naranjo with the only second hit of the game delivered with a home run to begin things here in the sixth. But he put a couple out in BP. And it's 320 down the line, and definitely a hitter's ballpark here in Lake County. Looking forward to a fun season, potentially a lot of big home runs, a lot of big hits. And Naranjo showed some power at times last year. As the 1-2 on to Ramirez. That one bounces off the plate, then bounces away from the glove of Nelson and actually goes up into the netting. And the count at 2-2. It's tough for Gilbert here in a game like this. That might be the deciding run. Because there's also, by the way, a left-hander warming up in Lake County's bullpen. And I would bet it's either Labout or, as Ramirez cuts through the 2-2 pitch, called strike three, and there's two away. But it's either Randy Labout or Raymond Burgos, because Aries just pitched. Doug Nikhazy's a starter, and he's expected to start. And it also could be Matt Turner. Matt Turner as well. So three potential arms trying to get a name and number for you. Do you know Matt Turner's family is in one of the suites here? So it'd be nice to watch their son, nephew, however, in a relief appearance. As the first pitch to Planez is a fastball. Misses on the outside corner in the count. 1-0 on to Alexfri Planez. Glenn is 0-2 today, double play, 4-6-3 in the second, and then a strikeout swinging in the fourth. The 1-0. Off-speed cut on and miss as Planez drops to one knee. He wanted a home run in this inning as well to join Naranjo, his friend and teammate, but just came up empty. The kick in the 1-1. And that went off the end of the bat of Planez and off the back wall to count now. A ball, two strikes, and two outs. Gilbert trying to bounce back after allowing that homer. Got a ground out and a strikeout. He did a good job after allowing the leadoff double to Aaron Brancho in the fifth and settling down and getting a strikeout fly on ground out. Trying to do the same here. The 1-2. Fastball high and outside to count even up at 2-2. Gilbert set, the kick, the 2-2 offering, and off speed, called strike three at the knees. Third strikeout for Gilbert in relief. But the story of this inning, the home run for Joe Naranjo, the difference in this game, as Lake County got one run on one hit, no errors, and none left on base. We head to the seventh, Captains with a 1-0 lead.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the seventh here at Lake County. Third pitcher to come on, and it is number 31, Raymond Burgos, making his first appearance of the 2022 season. A left-hander to follow the left-hander in Aries, who had a very good two-inning stint, back-to-back two-inning stints for Aries, and no runs over now four combined innings. That's Raymond Burgos, who gets his 2022 debut. Played three games last year, I should say pitched in three games last year, with Lake County. All three of them starts, had six earned runs over nine and two-thirds innings, equating a 5.59 ERA. 0-2 with no holds or saves. So now Burgos is a reliever on this Lake County team. And again, when you are so stacked in terms of starting pitching, as are the Lake County Captains this year, guys who were starters last year go into bullpen roles. And there's going to be a lot of, I would say, openers and different guys getting starts along the season. As a swing and a miss from Reese Hinds. But also you have what you have in the beginning of this rotation, guys, Gavin Williams, Doug Nikhazy, Tommy Mace, who we saw, and Tanner Bibee, you're not going to take him out of the rotation after what he did tonight, eight strikeouts. Those guys are going to be there. They're the 2021 draft picks. They're the newer guys, so guys like Burgos, who drafted in 2016. You got to really impress in your bullpen opportunities to try and get back to the starting spot or make it as a bullpenner. As the 0-2 and a call strike three on the outside corner locks up Hinds. A nice pitch from Burgos. And there is one away here in the top of the seventh. It's Ellie De La Cruz now to the plate. De La Cruz 0-2 today. One of the best prospects in the Red system, ranked third overall. And he's shown some defensive prowess today at the shortstop position. We'll see what he does facing his third different pitcher in his third at bat. The first pitch from Burgos, off speed and inside, the count at 1-0. The 1-0, that one cut on and missed by De La Cruz. Count even at a ball and a strike. We'll see how long Burgo goes. It's the seventh inning. Expect maybe two, and then you bring in Cade Smith, who already has a save this season, to bring it in. Aries also has a save as well. That came in the seven-inning game, so a different scenario where he came in for the sixth and the seventh. As the 1-1, De La Cruz chops this one up the middle, past the diving glove of Cairo, and into center field. So it's a base hit for De La Cruz, only the third hit for the Dragons tonight. They have a base runner and only need one run to tie up this game once more. They'll bring up Alan Serta, also 0-2 today. Both strikeouts, and both of those strikeouts against Tanner Bibee. But Burgos will have to deal with the base runner. To note with Burgos, by the way, pretty flashy glove, a light blue. And then wearing the high socks, and looks like something around the socks, because not the standard Lake County ones that are black tonight, is the 0-1, or the first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, count now at 0-1. De La Cruz takes the lead off of first. Naranjo is holding him. And of course, Burgos, the left-hander, look over before dealing his pitch. And he decides to throw over. Back in with a head-first slide is De La Cruz. Tag was applied, but he was back in. Sky beginning to darken here. Dark navy blue, lights in full effect for the first time this season at Classic Park. Burgos the kick, the 0-1. De La Cruz takes off, the pitch misses high, the throw down, it bounces into center field. De La Cruz pops up, the center fielder in Halpin now fields a throw on a third, and it's past the glove of Noel, and then into the dugout. And that's what an athlete in De La Cruz can do. Steals second, forces a bad throw, and then on to third, another bad throw, and De La Cruz comes around to score. So you don't need an RBI or a hitter to bring you in if you're De La Cruz. You get a stolen base and then take advantage of an error from Halpin on this throw from center field, and we're all tied up at one apiece. And that's what someone who's an athlete can do to a stagnant offense. Lake County's done an impressive job just striking out everyone in this lineup, and then De La Cruz finally gets on with a hit that he squeaks by the infield up the middle, and then he gets on, and an athlete just does what he does. And there's now two errors on the board, so they're going to call an error on the catcher as well as an Amdidas on the throw. So it was two errors that helped De La Cruz get from first to home. We'll check the official scoring on that, but right now on the scoreboard here at Classic Park, two errors. The count 2-2, Burgos on to Serta. And the 2-2. Cut on and missed. Burgos bounces back with a heater to retire Serta, so now there is two away. The official scoring has not updated the errors quite yet. Still says zero. Definitely not zero errors by the captains there. At least one throwing error. But it's McGarry at the plate. Lefty versus lefty matchup. And the first pitch from Burgos hits the outside corner and the count at 0-1. McGarry tonight, two strikeouts. One versus Bybee and one versus Arias. Faces his third pitcher tonight in Burgos. Burgos the kick in the 0-1. It's a fastball. Just misses on the outer part. So the count evens up at one apiece. Burgos the nod to his catcher in Amdidas. And the 1-1. Fastball low and outside. The count now to two balls and a strike. Let's go. Captain's chant rising from the crowd here. Score 1-1. Bottom of the sixth, got the home run from Joe Naranjo. His first homer of the season. Fourth hit in what is his fourth game played. And then Ellie De La Cruz got on for Dayton with a single, stole second on a bad throw, got the third, and then got the home after it was a poor throw from Halpin. As Burgos' next pitch is a fastball high and the count at 3-1. Burgos the kick and the pitch. This one a chopper to the right side. Naranjo does a good job reading it, fields it in the air, and when it drops into his glove and steps on the bag for the final out of the inning. It's time for the seventh inning stretch, brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the captains and everything you love. We will head to the bottom of the seventh, tied up at one, as Dayton gets one run on one hit, two errors, and zero left on base. Head to the bottom of the seventh, all knotted up at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
1-1 your score here, bottom of the seventh inning. Lake County got their run in the bottom of the sixth with a Joe Naranjo home run, a solo shot to right field. But then Deaton responded in the top of the seventh. Ellie De La Cruz, the shortstop, got on with a single, stole second after a poor throw, and then forced his way to third, and then Petey Halpin's poor throw from center went into the dugout of Deaton, and De La Cruz went home. It's one run on three hits and an error for Deaton, and one run on two hits and two errors from Lake County. As it is a new pitcher, by the way, to update you, for the Deaton Dragons. As Jonathan Rodriguez slices one into right field, and that one will drop in for a base hit. Hins gave it a shot with a full extension dive, but it just fell in front of him. A good start to this bottom of the seventh for Lake County. The new pitcher, by the way, Nick Hansen from Burnsville, Minnesota. Rodriguez, good job getting on base. And Aaron Bracho looks at the first pitch, and it misses outside, count 1-0. Hansen, another tall pitcher. He went from 6'7 to 6'8, now to 6'6. .66/.205 is Hansen. And another returner to Deaton. Count is 2-0 on to Aaron Bracho. The pitch, Bracho chops this one into right field for a base hit as it splits the first and second baseman. On his way to third is Rodriguez. The throw from right is cut off by De La Cruz at short, so there's runners on the corners. Back-to-back singles from the captains. Bracho with the latest one. And now it sets up Mike Amditas and then the top of the lineup to try and go back ahead for the captains. Amditas tonight a walk in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. Deaton has gone with all right-handers. This is their third pitcher. And Hansen. Hansen the kick in the first pitch. The breaking ball misses outside the count at 1-0. Sticky situation as a pitcher here with runners on the corners and no outs. And get a fly ball or a ground out to try and get one or potentially two outs, but then that run most likely to come home as another breaking ball misses outside the count to 2-0. Hansen set at the belt. The kick in the 2-0. It's a fastball low and outside to count to 3-0. If he walks Amditas, it'd be bases loaded, no outs, and then the top of the Lake County order. And the 3-0. That one high and inside. Amditas has to make sure it didn't get hit by that one as he almost did, and he got out of the way of it, luckily. So now it's bases loaded for Lake County. No outs in the top of the order, and Petey Halpin to the plate. Now coming out of the dugout for Deaton Dragons, the pitching coach in Brian Garman, going to discuss things with his pitcher and his catcher. Most likely the infield will be in to deal. With the situation, Petey Halpin tonight, 0-3, but a time to come through right now with bases loaded. Doesn't have to do much, just push one out to the outfield and you can get the go-ahead runner. But the infield does come in on both sides. De La Cruz a glove to watch here as he's sort of anchoring the defense, tells his third baseman Martinez move over a bit to his right. The runners are Rodriguez on third, Bracho on second, and Amditas on first. Rodriguez and Bracho both got on with a single. Amditas got on with his second walk of the night. pitch, and it's a called strike on a breaking ball to Halpin, count 0-1. Petey Halpin has shined, 3 hits in 8 late appearances, I should say, coming into tonight's game. 2 stolen bases, but yet for his first RBIs, he chops this one to the second baseman, and Willems drops the ball, and then decides to go home with it. Should have went to first to get at least one out, gets none, as Rodriguez comes home, and the Lake County Captains are back on top. They lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And that will be an E4 on Willems, his second error of the night, as he fielded it, and then the transfer from glove to hand just did not work for him, and then he decided to try and fire home when he could have had a shot at least getting one out and Halpin. Now it's Christian Cairo up, still no outs, still bases loaded. The first pitch Cairo sees is a breaking ball, misses outside, a count at 1-0. Now it's Bracho at third, Amdidas at second, and Halpin at first. Plenty of speed on the base paths, especially in Bracho and in Halpin. As it misses low and outside, the count now to 2 balls and no strikes. Hanson sent the pitch, and it's a fastball high and inside. The count at 3-0. There's no place to put Cairo. The Captains fans making some noise. Hanson sent the 3-0, and that one misses low. It's a 4-pitch walk. As Dayton better get some activity up in the bullpen. It is now a 3-1 lead as Bracho comes across home plate. And Lake County with an opportunity to pour it on here. Still no outs. Naranjo back at the plate. The last time he was up was in the sixth, and he hit a solo home run over the right field wall. See what he has in store here. First pitch from Hanson is a fastball and a called strike in the count at 0-1. Still infield in with the bases loaded. A low pitch. Naranjo with a check swing did not go. And the count is now at 1-1. The last grand slam for the Lake County Captains was back on June 23rd, 2021. That was at Great Lakes. Daniel Schieneman powered it out of the park. The 1-1. It's a fastball high and outside. The count now to 2-1. Small ball has worked for Lake County in this inning, as well as getting on base via walks. Hanson has had a rough go of it. Still yet to record an out. The 2-1. Fastball outside. The count now to 3-1. Amdidas at third. Halpin at second. Cairo at first. And Joe Naranjo at the dish. The 3-1. Fastball high. Ball 4 and run number 4. Amdidas touches home plate. It is now a 4-1 Captains lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Brings up John Kenzie Noel. He's got bases loaded. Again, still no outs. And a right-hander warming up for Dayton. This is just a rough appearance from Nick Hanson. The infield is still in. Remember, Hanson did get a chopper when it was bases loaded, no outs. and it was just misplayed by Jonathan Willems. It was an opportunity at least to get one out and potentially an out at the plate. Could have saved a run as well. As Noel checks swing, did he go? Yes, he did. On the low breaking ball, the count at 0-1. Hanson set the pitch, and Noel fishes after one. Low in the zone, the count now to 0-2. Hanson set the 0-2 pitch. This one in the dirt. A nice stop by Nelson behind the plate. And the count now to a ball and two strikes. Saved the run there, did Nelson. This is for Hanson, by the way. 20 pitches in the inning, no outs recorded, and only 6 pitches have found the strike zone. The 1-2. Inside, almost hit the front elbow of Noel. We'll get another opportunity, though, with the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. And Noel just gets a piece of it, sticks out the bat. And as the ball ricochets off the sweet level and into row 10 of the crowd here behind the captain's dugout on the first base side. Hanson looks in to his catcher. The 2-2. Noel checks swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Almost thought it was going to be a late point from Jaska over to Levine in terms of the umpires. But Noel did go around. There is one away. And finally, an out recorded for Nick Hanson. It's Mikael Ramirez at the plate now, the DH. He's 0-2 today, 2 strikeouts and a walk. But a prime opportunity. Again, still bases loaded. This time with one out. It's Halpin at third, Cairo at second, and Naranjo at first. First pitch swing, it's a chopper in the infield. The third baseman, Martinez, moves over, makes the play at first. Another run comes home to score. So it's a ground out to third, but an RBI for Ramirez. That's his second of the season, and now it's a 5-1 captain lead. And it's where the captains just continue to pour it on. And it's the end of Hanson's day. No discussion there as he was already at the front of the mound, hands off the ball to his manager and Brian LaHare. And it'll be a new pitcher. This pitch of change brought to you by the Underdog Clothing Company. Change your wardrobe. Represent your captain's fandom with shirts from Underdog Clothing Company. Check them out in the Underdog Clothing Company cargo hold or online at underdogclothingco.com. We'll take a quick break here on WJCU. The captains with 4 runs on only 2 hits, but 3 walks as well. Just opportune hitting, and that's why they're up now 5-1. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Captains Baseball here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
be the fourth pitcher for Dayton in this game to enter. As Lake County has put up four runs here in the bottom of the seventh, it's Lecfrey Planas who come to the dish. Ninth hitter in this inning for Lake County. It started with the Jonathan Rodriguez single, then an Aaron Brancho single, Mike Gambidis walk. It was bases loaded with no outs. And then it was an E4 converted by Petey Halpin, a walk for Cairo, a walk for Naranjo, and then a 5-3 for Mikel Ramirez. And that has resulted in four runs in this inning. As the new pitcher is Manuel Manuel Cashute. Another right-hander. 6 foot, so we stop at the plus 6'5 crown in terms of the pitching. As Planas chops it foul down the third baseline, the count now at a ball and a strike. Planas looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 3, two strikeouts, and then grounded into a double play. Still runners on, by the way. Runners on third and second. It's Cairo at third and Naranjo at second. The 1-1. Off speed, and it hits the outside corner, so the count now at no balls and two strikes. A shoot chinks off the sign from Nelson. Looks over behind him and to his right. Runners on both base paths. The 1-2. This one a chopper to the left side. De La Cruz fields on a low hop. And the throw over ends the inning. But not before. Four runs on only two hits, one error, and two left on base. We head into the eighth. Captains now with a comfortable lead at 5-1. Here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Top of the eighth, and Raymond Burgos now with an opportunity to get a win as he enters his second inning of work. The first pitch is a fastball high and outside to the six hitter in Matthew Nelson. It's a 5-1 captain's lead, and that was due to four runs scored in the seventh, only on two hits, three walks, and an error. It was bases loaded, no outs for four straight batters as Nelson fouls one away. And it wasn't flashy how the captains got him home. An E4, two walks, and then a grounder to third. But it gets the job done. And they are now up a score of 5-1. And a little colder here at Classic Park as the 1-1, a breaking ball low in the count. To two balls and one strike to Nelson. 55 degrees with the wind, and I say wind breeze, at 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow's supposed to be a max of 70 degrees. As this one hard hit into left field by Nelson, drops in for a base hit. So Dragons with a base runner. Only their fourth hit of the day, and they need to storm a comeback shortly. Only two more innings to do so as we're here in the top of the eighth. There's a pitching duel through six. The Captains got one run on a Joe Naranjo home run, but then the offense really came in the seventh, and it was just really the Dragons finding a pitcher who didn't work against the Captains. Gilbert did what he had to do, and Joe Boyle had 7 strikeouts to start things. But then they went to Nick Hansen in the bullpen, and he struggled as this one chopped up the middle. Chance for double play. Cairo Fields, the flip to Rocho for one, and on to first. A 6-4-3 double play converted. Haven't talked on it a lot, but the defense tonight for Lake County has improved. After committing 3 errors in the previous game, especially up the middle, second 6-4-3 double play converted. There's 2 away. Jonathan Willems is at the dish now. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out a third, flew out the first, the sixth. Burgos the kick and the first pitch. And this one chopped foul by Willems. Burgos looking into his catcher in Amditas. For a short inning after allowing the single, came back forcing the ground ball. The 0-1. This one drops in low, misses in the count at 1-1. Looking forward to Skipper's Fun Run, by the way. It's kids who will run the bases. And always fun when it's in-game, too. Obviously, some promotions have it after, but have it in the eighth inning. And that could work after this, then get the kids home. Still only 9 o'clock because there's a swing and a miss count at 1-2. It is a school night, though, unless it's... Well, no, I guess it wouldn't be break with Easter coming up this weekend. Depends where you go to school, I guess. That's something I got to learn here due to Ohio, the school breaks. The 1-2. And this one fouled away by Willems. Plenty of kids in attendance, though, so... Either Tuesday doesn't have a lot of tests or quizzes, or, hey, it's opening day, we got to be here. Burgos comes in. Looking for strikeout number 3, the 1-2. This one lined hard down the left field line. It curls foul near the 10th area here at Classic Park. Burgos the nod to his catcher in Amditas, trying to finish off this top of the eighth. The kick, the 1-2. This one a hard chopper to the left side. Cairo hesitates, now watches as it hops into the glove, and the throw over is in time. Good instincts by Cairo, the veteran for the Captains over at short. And it's no runs on one hit, no errors, and no left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Captains with the 5-1 lead still.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Bottom of the eighth, 5-1 score. Lake County Captains up on the Dayton Dragons here. Home opener for the Captains. And a great game in terms of the success on the field, also the festivities. Skipper's run, by the way, I learned not around the bases. It was a straight shoot, a straight sprint from center field out into foul territory in the third base side, and no one caught the skip as Rodriguez takes a big swing and a miss count, 0-1. Now, it's the same start for the previous inning, the seventh, where it was Rodriguez, Bracho, and Amdidas. That inning resulted in four Captains runs off two hits, one error, and two left on bases. Rodriguez chops this one to the left side. The third baseman, Martinez, cuts in front of De La Cruz. Smart play as he fields it and makes the play. And there's one away. NOPEC buys electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passes the savings and benefits onto you. Also, you can enjoy greater peace of mind. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. Aaron Bracho at the dish. He is 2-for-3 tonight, a double in the fifth and then a single and came around to score in the seventh. As the first pitch to him is an off-speed low and inside, the count at 1-0. Still could shoot out on the mound for Dayton as Bracho pops one up into shallow left center field. Surreal moves in and makes the play, moving over to his left. Two away here in the bottom of the eighth. Take another look at the scores around the Midwest League. And these scores, of course, presented by University Hospitals. Top of the eighth, still the same score between West Michigan and Lansing when we last checked in. It's actually been no runs from the fourth through the seventh. They're in the top of the eighth, West Michigan with a 5-4 lead. Fort Wayne has taken a lead over South Bend. They lead 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning there. Cedar Rapids looks to be the only undefeated team left and continue. In the top of the sixth, they're up 8-0 over Quad Cities on the road. First road game of the season for them. And Great Lakes is dominating Peoria, 12-1 top of the fourth. And in the bottom of the third, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are up 4-2 on the Beloit Sky Car. Mike Amdidas is at the dish. As the count is at 1-0. Amdidas tonight 0-for-1 with two walks, came around the score in that seventh inning as well. Probably a pattern in terms of guys coming around to score in that seventh inning. Rodriguez, Bracho, Amdidas, and Halpin, who all touched home. The 2-0. Amdidas a chopper to the left side. Martinez fields it on a low hop. The throw across the diamond is in time. A 1-2-3 inning. Two groundouts and a flyout. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. We head to the ninth. And it's a 5-1 Captain's lead. It will be a new pitcher, and it will be Cade Smith to come out and get the last three outs. You'll hear it here on WJCU.
Los Picantes de Lake County are back for 2022. Join us on Friday, May 13th for a knit hat giveaway presented by University Hospitals. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates, and you'll be able to stay spicy in the cool spring weather with your own Picantes knit hat. And don't miss the first Friday night fireworks of 2022 presented by Meijer. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future?
Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
Top of the ninth inning, Captains with a 5-1 lead, and Cade Smith making his second appearance of the season. The big right-hander who got the save in game number two against Lansing in the doubleheader on Saturday, going to make his second appearance here this evening. He has a comfortable lead, 5-1. Okay, for save number two. He had one inning and one hit allowed, no earned runs. And again, that was against the Lansing Lugnuts on the first road series. This is the first home game, and the Captains trying to start out 1-0 here at Classic Park. Standing in their way is 9-1-2 in the Dayton order. Begins with Ashton Creel. His first pitch he sees, it's a check swing. He did go around the count, 0-1. Definitely going to check the breeze here because it's definitely gotten a lot colder. It says the breeze actually went down, but I feel definitely more wind coming up here in the press box to count at 0-2. The 0-2, and this one fouled back to the netting behind home plate. Ashton Creel today 1-for-2, did single in the third. Looking to give a spark for Dayton. The 0-2. Cut on and missed by Creel. Cade Smith with a strong start to his second appearance of the season, getting the K. And Captains are two outs away from their first home victory in their first home game. Brings up Albert Almora Jr. And Albert Almora Jr. to DH tonight. Three plate appearances and a rehab start here. Member of the AAA Louisville Bats and a 7-year Major League veteran as the first pitch misses inside the count at 1-0. It's crazy to think that 2016 was 6 years ago, but that's the case. That's the world we live in. As this one is lined into left field, and that will drop in front of Rodriguez for a base hit. So the MLB-er in Almora Jr. does leave the game at least with one hit, a single, and a base runner here for the Dragons in the top of the ninth. And of course, if you're Cade Smith and you go the rest of the way with no hits, you'll tell the guys, hey, at least the one I allowed was to a former major leaguer. As Smith's first pitch onto Reese Hins is a fastball, misses inside the count at 1-0. Don't go anywhere following the final pitch in this game. It will be Lake County Captains postgame show here on WJCU. We'll recap it all from the home opener here tonight. Smith comes set. The kick and the 1-1. Fastball cut on and missed. The ball popped down the glove of Amditis. Albert Almora Jr. thought about it, but did not. And the count now at 1-2. If you're going to take a chance, you might as well do it now. Down four runs in this game with only two outs remaining. The 1-2. Pass ball. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Kate Smith gets Hines to look. And the Captains one out away from the home opener victory. De La Cruz will step up to the plate. Ellie De La Cruz tonight has really been everything for Dayton. He scored the one run, getting a base hit in the seventh, stealing second, forcing a bad throw, and then forcing another bad throw on his way to third, and then with scores, that throw went into the dugout. He's also flashed the leather a couple times at short. One of the top prospects for the Cincinnati Reds is the first pitch he sees from Smith's a fastball called check on the inside corner. And going is Elmore Jr. to throw over to second. And Cairo applied the tag, but they'll say that Elmore Jr. got in there. And that's a good heads-up play by Elmore Jr. And as I mentioned, you might as well take a chance. If you think you can get one over on Smith, do it. Get in scoring position. You need runs. And Elmore Jr. shocked Smith, but Smith did get that ball before Elmore Jr. was in there to Cairo. It's just Elmore Jr. looked like he moved around the tag of Cairo. He thought he ended the game, as did the crowd here at Classic Park. Last pitch was a strike, so now it's 0-2, two outs. Smith could end the game right here. Looks back at second, the 0-2. Fastball just misses on the part of the plate. Count now at a ball, two strikes, and two outs. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. Chopper to the right side. Bracho moves over to his left. Fields to throw to first in time. The Lee County Captains, their first home victory of the season, as they defeat the Dayton Dragons 5-1, move to 3-1 in the Midwest League East standings, and most importantly, start out on the right foot at home with the win. Now the Captains win, anthem plays, and Lake County with a 5-1 victory. It was part good pitching as well as some timely hitting. Looking forward to what these two teams will do over the next couple of days. Of course, tomorrow, 6:35, same place and same time as I just mentioned, 6:35. You'll be here at 6:20 on WGCU to listen to pregame coverage. But tonight, a 5-1 victory for Lake County. They scored five runs on four hits and two errors. The Dayton Dragons had one run on five hits as well as two errors. We'll take a break, though, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will recap this game between the Captains and the Dragons, the Captains' first home victory of the season, game one of 66 here at home, and the Captains get the W. We'll be back to recap it all here on Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by
University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com. It's time for the Captains Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hey
And welcome back here to WGCU, Lake County Captains post-game show after the Captains win in their home opener by a score of 5-1, five runs on four hits and two errors, and the Dragons with one run on five hits and two errors. In terms of the top performers tonight, you have to look first at the pitching in Tanner Bybee. He came out and just dominated. Only four innings of work, but he had eight strikeouts, only allowing two hits, two singles. And besides the strikeouts, the only other outs were two groundouts, and that was it, or three with a double play as well. He was just on top of it, and he was way below the pitch count in terms of 70, which seems to be the max in his first start for most of the starters for Lake County. Actually got some work in the bullpen after the start to just to get maybe his pitches in, but he was dominant through four. And in terms of the offense, didn't get going till the sixth, but Joe Naranjo with a big home run. Then the seventh, it was four runs on two hits, one error, and two left on base. Aaron Bracho went 2-for-3 on the evening, and went 1-for-2 was Naranjo with the home run, his first of the season, and the first Lake County home run of the season as well. We'll take another quick short break. When we come back, we'll run through it more extensively with highlight calls of tonight's game. The 5-1 Captains win in their 2022 home opener.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
And welcome back to WGCU Captains post-game show here after a 5-1 victory in the first home game of the 2022 Lake County Captains season. In terms of the highlights of today's game, we'll get to them in just a bit. And hold on, we'll just take another quick break here on WGCU. We'll come back in about 30 seconds after a quick timeout.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be
fun. Welcome back to the Lake County Captains post-game show. Now we'll run through the highlights. Just need to adjust something real quick, but we will run through the highlights of what was, again, a 5-1 victory for the Captains. We'll start in the top of the second inning. It was, again, the Tanner Bybee show, and he was mowing him down. This is fourth strikeout, and this was only the second inning. The 1-2. Cut on and missed by McGarry. So fourth strikeout for Tanner Bybee. An excellent start for the right-hander. Man, not much happened over the first couple innings, and except for just Bybee domination in the fourth. The one thing that eluded him in the first three, that was striking out the sign. The first inning, he struck out the first two batters. In the second inning, he struck out the first two batters. And then the fourth, he finally struck out the sign. This was his seventh strikeout in the top of the fourth. The 0-2. Cut on and missed by De La Cruz. Overpowering with the fastball is Tanner Bybee. And that is strikeout number 7 on the evening. It was strikeout number 7. He would finish with 8 total strikeouts. And then for Lake County, they didn't have a hit. They got two runners on in the second. Two runners on in the third. Left all four on base. Then finally in the fifth, they came through with a hit. It was Aaron Bracho, the veteran in Lake County, who delivered this double. The 1-2 to Bracho. Racho sticks out the bat. This going down the right field line, and it will fall for a brace hit. Racho wants two. Fielding it is Hins. Hins, the turnaround throw, comes into second, but off the glove of De La Cruz, who is a couple feet away from the bag. So it's a double for Aaron Bracho. Aaron Bracho with that double. And then, in terms of what would happen an inning later, finally an offensive explosion, and finally a home run on the year. Coming here at Classic Park, Joe Naranjo went yard. The 1-2. Naranjo lines this one to deep right field. Backing up is Hins, looking up, and that one is gone. The first Captain's home run of the season and the first Captain's home game of the season. Joe Naranjo sends it a long way, and the Captain's lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Yeah, that was again Joe Naranjo with the big blast for Lake County. We'll head into the seventh because Dayton, hey, they had a bit of fight in them. Down 1-0, that's attainable to come back, right? So Ellie De La Cruz, the shortstop, he gets on with a single. And then decides, hey, I'm going to take second. And then it led to much more than that. Burgos the kick, the 0-1. De La Cruz takes off. The pitch misses high. The throw down. It bounces into center field. De La Cruz pops up. The center fielder in Halpin now fields a throw on a third. And it's past the glove of Noel. And then into the dugout. And that's what an athlete in De La Cruz can do. Steals second. Forces a bad throw. And then on to third. Another bad throw. And De La Cruz comes around the score. And just like that, it was a 1-1 game. So Lake County knew, hey, we're entering the bottom of the seventh. We need to retake this lead. Dayton has a bit of fight in them, And it was the third pitcher they'd have to face in Nick Hansen, but they'd have a little more success with him, as it would be going forward in terms of Lake County. They'd get on with a Rodriguez single, a Bracho single, and Amdidas walk. And then Petey Halpin was at the plate, and this is what he did with bases loaded and no out. Two stolen bases, but yet for his first RBIs, he chops this one to the second baseman, and Willems drops the ball, and then decides to go home with it. Should have went to first to get at least one out, gets none, as Rodriguez comes home, and the Lake County Captains are back on top. They lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it wouldn't stop there, folks. It would be plenty of runs, four in total, and it would be Mike Amdidas who was up at the plate, or I should say Christian Cairo, who was up at the plate, and he would force an Amdidas walk. The 3-1. Fastball high. Ball four and run number four. Amdidas touches home plate. It is now a 4-1 Captain's lead here in the bottom of the seventh. And then it become 5-1. It was still runners on. Mikel Ramirez grounded it over to third, but a run was on third, and that was Petey Halpin, and he came home to score the fifth Captain's run. First pitch swing, it's a chopper in the infield. The third baseman Martinez moves over, makes the play at first. Another run comes home to score. So it's a ground out to third, but an RBI for Ramirez. That's his second of the season, and now it's a 5-1 Captain lead. 5-1, and the Captains would allow a run, or I should say, a base runner on in the eighth. Dayton maybe trying to storm a comeback with Matthew Nelson getting a single, but then that was shut right down with a 6-4-3 double play converted by Lake County. This one chopped up the middle, chance for double play. Cairo fields the flip to Racho for one, and on to first, a 6-4-3 double play converted. And it was a pretty double play at that. And then in the ninth, it was Cade Smith who came on, and just a 1-2-3 inning in terms of domination there. This was the final out. Chopper to the right side. Bracho moves over to his left, fields the throw to first, in time. The Lake County Captains, their first home victory of the season, as they defeat the Dayton Dragons 5-1. And there it was, the 5-1 victory for Lake County in their home opener. If you weren't at the ballpark, though, tonight, then you have opportunities to do so. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and as well as on Saturday for two. Tomorrow's game is at 6:35. It's Wednesday White Claw night. You can get a $1.12 White Claw. Not a bad deal. And you get to do that. That's a big promotion for tomorrow night. Today was Buck night, where you get a hot dog, beer, and a drink for a dollar. Tomorrow you can go with the White Claws 12 ounces, and those fill you up real quick, not talking on experience, of course. As we'll say so long here from the broadcast booth out in Classic Park. Again, final score, the Captains 5 and the Dayton Dragons 1. It will be 6:35 game tomorrow. Coverage starting at 6:20 here on WGCU. Quick thank you to Jake Volnick, who was producing, board hopping, doing everything behind the scenes for this game, and also did the Cleveland Farm Report and did a great job. I've been John Vicari. Have a great rest of your Tuesday evening. Be back here tomorrow night for more Lake County Captains Baseball here on your home for it, WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.